Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourBA.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This afternoon, we have a special Saturday edition of a CanCon music compilation. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm Jason Wang, normally doing the sports programming, but for today, we have a special edition of Canadian music we've produced here at CITR Studio here on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver, BC. First, we'll introduce you to a locally based artist here in Vancouver who hails from Harbin, Heilongjiang province in China. 2 years ago, Wan Tingqi, a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, returned to her native China for a show. Her mother, who was among the screaming fans in the sold-out audience that evening, was about to see her only child perform live for the first time. At the behest of her rabid following, she asked her mom on stage, said Wan Ting, mom told all parents to believe in their child. Then she started to cry, a very touching moment there by this local artist, Wan Ting. We will introduce you to her music in this first segment off the top. Her brand new debut album, which has gone platinum in China already, is called Everything in the World. She'll take it on tour starting tomorrow night at the Rio Theater here in Vancouver before going on to Los Angeles as well as Toronto as part of her North American circuit. And here we'll play her first single off the album. This one is called Drenched by the artist Wan Ting.
I don't know where you are, colors seem
first single off of Everything in the World, the debut album of Wan Ting. Now, her passion for music took flight when she left the industrial city of Harbin in Heilongjiang province in China. She was only 16 years old at the time, and she headed to Canada, first attending boarding school. She went on to begrudgingly get a degree in business management. Later on, she decided to take a career transition into music. As a child, she did play piano, and she brought a keyboard along with her to pick up where she left off after her studies in business management. And when she visited her homeland in China in 2004, she took with her a guitar, taught herself how to play it, and wrote a first song named Tamarcus, a tortured lullaby about an ex-boyfriend. When she graduated from college, she told her mother that she needed to be a musician. Despite being penned in English or Chinese, her songs are piano-swept style. They've won a following because her compositions, pop musings that plumb emotion, resonate universally. And this next track, from her most recent visit to CITR studio right here in Vancouver, we recorded it in studio. It's also off of her debut album, Everything in the World. This track is called Anxiety.
Monsters under my bed, ghosts clouding my head. Are these the only reasons I feel trapped in? I feel trapped in my fear, anxiety. Monsters in my head, memories that I thought were dead, yeah, yeah. A black hole in my chest, I felt too black and dead. Hold on me, boy.
the track Anxiety off of Wan Ting's debut album Everything in the World. And now we're going to make a turn for a little bit more cheerful flavor from Wan Ting. This next track, also produced here at CRTR Studio, is called Jar of Love off of her debut album Everything in the World, Jar of Love.
Another sunrise, another sunset. Soon it'll all be yesterday. Another good day, another bad day. What did you do today? Another sunrise, another sunset. Soon it'll all be yesterday. Another good day, another bad day. What did you do today? Why do we choose to chase what we'll lose? What you want isn't what you have. What you have may not be, be yours to keep. If I could find love, I'd just stop in a park with open arms. I would say all my love in a jar made of sparks, sealed in my beating heart. Could it be yours to keep? The jar of love. Another life turn, another head turns. Could it be someone I deserve? Another right turn, another lesson learned. Never leave an open flame to burn. Why do we choose to chase what we'll lose? What you want isn't what you have. What you have may not be, be yours to keep. If I could find love, I'd stop in a park with open arms. I would say all my love in a jar made of sparks, filled in my beating heart. Could it be yours to keep? The jar of love. Could you be my love? 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 Could you be her love? Be her love? Could you be his love? Could you be my love? Be my love? Could I be your love? If I could find love, I'd stop in a park with open arms. I would say all my love in a jar made of sparks, sealed in my beating heart. Could it be yours to keep? If I could find love, I'd stop in a park with open arms. I would say all my love in a jar made of sparks, sealed in my beating heart. Could it be yours to keep? If I could find love, I'd stop in a park with open arms. I would say all my love in a jar made of sparks, sealed in my beating heart. Could it be yours to keep? The jar of love. Could it be yours to keep? The jar of love. Could it be yours to keep my jar of love?
The track A Jar of Love from Wan Ting's debut album Everything in the World. The track before that, Anxiety, both of those tracks are recorded right here at CRTR Studio. A little bit of an acoustic version of those two songs off of her album. We also got to talking with Wan Ting after she played those two tracks acoustically about the inspiration behind the songwriting of Anxiety as well as Jar of Love.
Behind these two tracks? Well, Anxiety, I actually wrote it in 2005, and that was actually a song. Well, I was in a band at the time, and it's called the Wan Ting Band, and it's this like rock-influenced band, and I was the lead singer. I didn't play any instruments back then, but the guitarist, Derek Wickinson, he wrote some of the lyrics, and he was going to put that song into like a heavy metal song, but then he didn't do that, and he just like gave me these lyrics. He's like, hey, I wrote some lyrics, you can take a look. And so I look at them, I was like, oh, this is a great lyrics, I want to you know, put my own melody on top of that. So I start playing on the guitar, and I came up with this melody. And then I add another bridge to it, and so that's the song. And it's a little dark because it talks about anxiety. But I think it's a great tune. And on the record, the production is a little different than the live version, acoustic version, because it's more groovy, and it has a really nice bass line there. So yeah, check it out. And for Jar of Love, I wrote it when I was kind of like maybe hopeful with love, but I don't know when that's gonna come. But I just know that there is this someone out there. So yeah, it's about saving that love to that person. It's Jar of Love.
I quite like that metaphor as a container of love, as I think we've all experienced when we have foods that come in jars. They're sealed at a factory to ISO specifications so tightly they are just nearly impossible to open without some sort of a contraption or assistance from a mechanical tool, jar openers, these sorts of things. And to think of it as, you know, a jar of love, somehow that's metaphorically very difficult to open, but once it's been opened, we kind of sometimes could find it much easier to close. Really like that metaphor, Jar of Love. So it was about 3 years ago for Wan Ting that she was successfully signed on by the Network Music Group label, famous here locally in Vancouver because they represent a couple of very well-known multi-platinum artists, one being most famously Sarah McLachlan, as well as a very famous collaborator McLachlan has worked with before, the electronic group known as Delirium as well, both very highly renowned recording artists on the Network label. And we got to talking with Wan Ting, and she shares her experience about how she was able to achieve such an accomplishment, signing on with one of the major labels that has lots of influence here in the music recording industry, especially here in Vancouver.
Yes, it's a long story. I'm going to try to make that into 1 minute story. Okay, so in 2005, I decided to get inside of this music business because I wanted to sing and play. And I was going to like lots of workshops in Vancouver, and I joined a Music BC organization, and they had lots of workshops. But at the time, this workshop I went to was from the Beat conference. So they had a lot of like people from Universal, EMI, Sony, all these like big labels, and of course Network people coming to that conference to talk about their experience and all that. And I heard it on the radio, the advertisement on the radio, and then I went there, and this first speaker I remembered was talking, his only experience was Tara McBride. And he was talking about how he discovered Sarah McLachlan and how he discovered Avril Lavigne and Dido and Coldplay, because the Network used to manage them as well. So, and he was so down to earth and thinking that because I love Sarah McLachlan, and I was a big fan of Avril Lavigne at the time. And for him to be there and talk about like how he discovered these artists, I was just so like inspired, and I wanted to be his artist. And I actually said it to myself in the back of my head of like, okay, this guy's gonna be my manager. If he's not gonna be my manager, I will never be heard. I'll never be big. So I actually said that to myself. But I was so afraid to talk to him then. But I remembered his name, and I remembered his face, and I remembered his story. That same year in 2005 summer, I went to Sarah McLachlan's concert. I bought the floor seat because I'm a big fan. And Terry was sitting like in the very front floor seat. And so after the concert, I saw him walking towards me, but of course he was leaving, but he was walking this way, and I'm like, oh, here's Terry. Terry's coming. And then so I said to my friend sitting next to me, I said, okay, I'm going to just like run to him. If you want to follow me, then follow me. If you don't want to follow me, I'm going to see you tomorrow or see you later. So I just ran to Terry. And then he was actually walking upstairs to exit, and I tapped on his shoulder. I was like, excuse me. So he turned around, and he was like a stair higher than me. He looked down. I look up, and you know, like I had braces then, and my hair was all like this, like blonde dyed, like, I looked terrible then. So I was like, excuse me, Terry. He's like, yes. I was like, okay, are you Terry McBride? Are you the manager of Sarah McLachlan? He's like, yes, I am. I was like, okay, you don't know me, but I know you. I was at your workshop, and I really love your artist. I love Sarah. I love Avril Lavigne. I love Dido. And I'm a singer and songwriter. I'm in a band right now. It's called The Wanting Band. I don't have anything to show you, in demos or anything. But I just want you to remember me. I want you to remember my name. My name is Wanting, like you're wanting something. Wanting, this Asian chick. And so I kind of just planted this seed in his head. I was like, okay, you remember me. I hope when I'm ready, I can show you my music. And so he reached out his hand, and he shook my hand, and he gave me a card. He gave me his card, and he goes, if you like my artist, then chances are I will like your music. So when you're ready, just show me your music. I was like, okay, thank you so much. So I held this card for 4 years. Although I actually lost this card during my move, because I moved around a lot during that 4 years. I lost this card. And when I had my EP ready in 2009, I didn't know where to find him. And I don't want to just go on to network.com and find this email, receptionist email, because I don't know when this email is gonna go to him. So I was like, okay, how am I gonna find Terry McBride? So I thought of Facebook. So I went on Facebook and searched for Terry McBride, and this first person pop up, and it has like five common friends, and these five common friends are all like in the music industry. So I figured that's probably the real Terry McBride, but I wasn't sure. So I sent him a message. So I said, Terry, I don't know if you remember me, but I am Wanting, and this is what happened 4 years ago. Do you remember me? And he's like, I don't remember. He replied, he's like, I don't remember, but this is the same Terry. This is that Terry. And I was like, okay, well, I am ready to show you my music, and I have songs on MySpace. Would you like to take a listen? He's like, sure, MySpace is a good start. So I sent him my link, and he listened to it, and he really loved it. He's like, okay, do you have a CD? Can you drop it at the office? So I drop it at the office. I put it in a really nice envelope, and I put my lots of paper hearts, because I fold paper hearts. Okay, so I put them in there, and then drop it off at network. And probably 10 days later, he emailed me back, and he goes, I'm really liking what I'm hearing. Let's have a breakfast meeting. So we had this like official meeting. I think I remember it was on a Thursday, 10 a.m. In Yale Town at Raw Canvas. This is a cafe, coffee place. So I met him then. I was so starstruck, and he talked about like he's wanting to sign me and maybe doing like this West meets East, going North America and Asia type of thing. I was like, this is my dream. And he's like, well, find a lawyer. I suggest you to get a lawyer. I was like, oh. And then 6 months later, I'm signed to network. And then Now Network is teaming up with Universal Music China and Universal Music, like pretty much all Asia. And I'm going big over there. And so, yeah, that was my story.
Wan Ting, on her experience being signed on to the Network Group music label, long journey indeed, from first meeting the CEO of that label, Terry McBride, around 7 years ago, to being signed 4 years later. A story of perseverance, a story of success emerging from perseverance indeed. We also talked to Wan Ting about her roots in Harbin, China. Last year, she played her biggest show to a crowd of 30,000 fans in her hometown Harbin as part of a large lineup for China Day celebration. Having heard the crowd roar, Wan Ting was very inspired, and she was reminded that her hometown of Harbin was always where she was meant to be. And thinking about perhaps how many music fans she may have inspired that day, especially very young children who are studying in school and perhaps not quite getting the amount of inspiration through music that their public schools expose them to, we put this idea to Wan Ting about what could be perhaps changed about the way Chinese children are educated, especially when it comes to music.
Good thing you brought that up. I was actually thinking that a lot. I wanted to maybe make a difference in how people view music over there and how people view music career in there. Because my mom was totally against this until maybe just a few years ago, and she realized that I really got this in me and I can do this. She was totally against it. And I'm sure lots of parents are like that. So I just hope that kids, if you know what you're doing, if you know you're really good at this, just don't give up and believe in yourself. And I'm a living proof that, you know, it could happen. I mean, I graduated with a business degree. I didn't study music, but I just loved it. I love music, so here I am today.
And she touched on being from that north eastern region, wintry season, very much the culture of that city in Harbin, in Heilongjiang province. So here she is, Wan Ting, sharing her thoughts about perhaps playing in her hometown once again in the future.
I was there. I was in China for the last 5 months, but I never had any time to play in my hometown. Because my hometown is not as big as Shanghai or Beijing or Hong Kong. And that's where I played when I was there for the last 5 months. I played in Hong Kong, my concert, and Shanghai. So I will go back to Harbin again and play a big show. But I did play in Harbin in front of 30,000 people, maybe a year before. In 2001, I played in an arena, 30,000. And that wasn't my own concert, but it was like an experience for me to realize that's where I want to be. And it was great. I want that to happen again. That was like a, you know, we have Canada Day here. They also have China Day over there. So I played for like a China Day event in front of 30,000 people, and that was pretty cool.
So Wan Ting will take her debut album Everything in the World on tour with her on a North American circuit starting tomorrow night at the Rio Theater here in Vancouver. Already sold out show. If you are lucky enough to get your ticket early, I think you're in store for a great performance by Wan Ting. And from there, she'll travel south down the Pacific coast to Los Angeles, where she will play on Monday night at the Hotel Cafe in LA. And then 5 days later, I think this will be Sunday in 2 weeks, October 14th, she'll travel across the North American continent to the East Coast, where she will play in New York, the Big Apple, at the Rockwood Music Hall. It's an afternoon show at 1:30 local time. And the day after that, another basically a doubleheader show, same venue on the Monday, October 15th at the Rockwood Music Hall, New York, before traveling back up north, back to Canada, in Toronto on October 18th, where she will be playing at the Mod Club Theater, October 18th in the evening in Toronto, as part of her North American circuit, taking her debut album Everything in the World on tour. The artist Wan Ting from Harbin, China, and now based in Vancouver, we're very proud to say. So that's our first segment in our music show, a compilation of Canadian independent artists. On the other side of this break, more music to come here on 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR is proud to sponsor the 17th Amnesty International Film Festival, taking place November 2nd through the 4th at Pacific Cinematheque Theatre in downtown Vancouver. The festival will show 9 films from around the world, which will highlight a variety of human rights matters and will include guest speakers, the presence of other community groups, and ways for the public to take action on said matters. So come join in on one of the biggest human rights film festivals in the country. For more information or to buy tickets, you can check out www.amnesty.ca/VFF.
My name is Johnny, and I'm the Vice President of Proper Relations, and I invite you to explore UBC sororities and find your best fit. The women of UBC sororities are known for taking charge. Each of our 8 sororities offer a wide range of leadership opportunities, where members develop skills and gain experience that enables them to excel on and off campus. Add opportunities to serve on the UBC Sororities Council to the mix, and you're sure to find a role that's right for you. Want to lead? Our formal recruitment consists of 3 rounds where you will meet all 8 chapters on campus. Join us. Full recruitment starts September 15th. Visit ubcsororities.com to learn more and get involved.
CITR 101.9 and So Salacious presents to you the up-and-coming indie rock band Valley Girl, coming to the Media Club October 21 with special guests Holly Spade, Alex Randall, and more. Tickets go for $10 a pop, kids, and doors open at 9. So don't miss Valley Girl, Sunday at the Media Club, located 695 Cambie Street. Have fun.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Okay, here, back here at CITR Studio 1 and 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Just got off the phone with a very nice listener. Rosie Petal just wanted to make a shout out to Code Blue, the show just before the 5 o'clock hour. She had some very nice compliments for the programming we've done so far this afternoon. We wish Rosie a very lovely Thanksgiving weekend. So up next, another independent Canadian artist locally here in Vancouver. This band is called The Pugs and Crows, and this track off of their latest album, Fantastic Pictures, is called We Must Befriend the Ice Queen. Thank you. We Must Befriend the Ice Queen off of their latest album, Fantastic Pictures, by Vancouver local band Pugs and Crows. Well, coming up next, this is a pre-release single by the Canadian band The Jessica Stewart Few off of their upcoming album, Two Sides to Every Story. And the track is called Don'tcha.
Traveling man, taking trips to Japan. Don't I make a home everywhere that I go? Sometimes taking it slow. Don't I things that I never known of before make me wanna know more? I'm saying it's a dream. Don't you know what I mean? Don't I always hate when I don't like the way that the music is played.
The track called Don'tcha off of a upcoming pre-release album titled Two Sides to Every Story by independent Canadian band The Jessica Stewart Few. Next, we have another independent Canadian ensemble, a combination of a saxophonist and a pianist. They are called the KC Jazz Duo, based locally in Vancouver, a combination of Carla Slightholm on saxophone and Christine Dibble on piano. This is their track called Take Five.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver musicians Carla Slightholm on saxophone and Christine Dibble on piano playing their track Take Five. And that'll do it for our Hour of Canadian Music Independent Artists programming for the 5 o'clock hour here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up next, it's Nasha Volna. Stay tuned for that. For now, until we speak again, I'm Jason Wang with CITR in Vancouver.
CITR Radio FM 101.9. The following program is